I'm Mike Fair, and I'm going to be telling you about a game that I have cherished for years and years. It's called NetHack, and it has nothing to do with hacking or breaking into internet computers. It's a hack-and-slash role-playing game, and that is a game that is emphasis on combat, sword fighting and tactics of destroying monsters, finding treasures. It's a lot of fun. There are lots of games for sighted people like this, both video games and older games, and this one, thankfully, is accessible to blind people with speech, and apparently even more so to people with braille displays. Now, there are some limitations. I'll go over those with you, and it's a lot of fun, so hopefully you'll give it a chance. Now, it's not accessible right out of the box. There's no installation. You just sort of unzip all the files into a directory, that's all there is in terms of that. And then you have to modify to make it accessible. You go into this file called defaults.nh and open it with Notepad and make sure that word wrap is off, because it's the beginning of lines that are used by the program. It's just the line, like whatever it happens to be, but at the beginning of lines that are just comments describing how to use different other lines in the program that you don't want the program to read, they're preceded by a number sign. So, just to put it another way, if you see a number sign in front of a line, that means the computer will ignore it. And if you don't see a number sign in front of the line in this file, that means it's treated as instructions to the computer. That's why the number signs are there. So it's very important that word wrap be off when you modify this file. Basically what you do is, there's a line that has IBM graphics, and it might say IBM graphics. You want to put an exclamation mark in front of that so that it knows not to use IBM graphics. Basically, that's the biggest step to making it accessible, is to force it to use only text characters. Now, once that's done, you might also want to turn off auto pickup. So you look for the lineup with auto pickup. It's a long line with a bunch of other things in it. And you can turn off auto pickup. You can do that in the game also by hitting the shifted at key, number 2, and that will turn off the auto pickup as well. So either way you do it. The only other thing in the defaults.nh file that is a must to change is the number pad. There's a line that says number pad equals, I believe it's 2. You want to change that to 0 for off, so it doesn't use the number pad, because a lot of speech programs and stuff use the number pad as a form of navigation. So that's quite important to do, unless you know for sure that your screen reader doesn't use the number pad. Now, having said all this, the game will now just behave in text only. No graphics will be used. The one thing that you should keep in mind, though, is that I don't know for sure that it'll be accessible to absolutely everyone using screen readers or braille displays. I use JAWS for Windows, and with JAWS for Windows, the only other thing you have to do is make sure NetHack is running maximized, and then you open the Screen Echo, turn it to Screen Echo to All. You do that with the Insert S combo with JAWS, and a lot of screen readers will probably have a similar kind of toggle. When you're done playing NetHack, make sure you turn it back to highlighted, because when it's at Echo highlighted, then it'll read the menu selections you make and things as they're highlighted in Windows. So that's kind of important to remember to turn it back to highlighted once you're done playing. Now, the other thing you want to do is make sure that punctuation is set to none, so that it doesn't automatically read out all the punctuation marks every time, because the game really uses symbols to describe things. So, for example, you are an at sign. Your character's an at sign. The top and bottom walls are dashes, whole line of dashes on the top and bottom of each room. Vertical bars are the side walls. Pluses are doorways or spell books. Some signs have multiple uses, so that's another thing to keep in mind. It's not for everyone. A game like this, it uses symbols to depict the dungeon and the map and show where creatures are. It takes some getting used to. Not everyone's going to find this enjoyable. As well, it is a Dungeons & Dragons game. And so a lot of people might not feel comfortable playing that or playing or sort of a more combat-oriented. It's almost like a board game, almost like chess with randomness added into it. And that's the great thing about NetHack is its randomness. Every time you play, it's a whole different experience, whole different game. You never have the same game twice. So that is one of its major strengths in terms of that versus text adventures and a lot of these adventures that once you've done them, there's no replay value to them because you've solved all the puzzles, you've done everything, and there might be more to find in parts of the game, but getting back to those parts is dull. This thing is right out of every time you start your brand new adventure, completely different outcomes. And now what I'm going to do is take you through a game. We'll see what we find as we go through. I play this room by room. A lot of people with Braille displays I've talked to play it. They'll examine the whole level and really plan things out. You know, potions that aren't as useful to me with speech are more useful. There's a potion, for example, that detects all monsters on a level. And when you drink that, even if you've never been in the room before, you see signs indicating where monsters are. And with a Braille display, you can take more thorough advantage of that than you can easily with speech. I usually play it, confine my efforts to a room at a time. So every room I go into, I then look around that room and see what's there and act accordingly and then run to the next room, basically. I don't really keep track as much of where I've been versus where I'm going versus where the passages lead. So I don't know, for example, how one room is locationally related to another room. Now, other people might play it differently. If you have super mapping, mental mapping skills, you might be able to do better with speech than me. That's something that's quite possible. So what I'll do now, is I've already started NetHack running with a shortcut to it, and I've got JAWS slowed down, so hopefully I'll be able to follow what I'm doing. It basically starts off by asking, who are you? And I will put in a name, Eldrex. I'll name my character.
NetHack.
So I'm NetHack. Jumping over to NetHack, and I'll type in Eldrex now.
E-L-D-R-E-X. Enter. Shall I pick a character's map? E-role gender and alignment for you? In.
And that's race, role, gender, and alignment. It's partially the screen is blocked because of the recording application I'm using to do this. And forgive my editing as well in advance of this. I'm not really a great editor yet in terms of sound. I'm much better with words. And if you want, there's an article in Odyssey called Making NetHack Accessible. It was, I believe, in issue 43, and you can find that on the Internet where I describe the steps I take to set the game up. Now, I'm going to hit no, because I want to define my character.
And choosing character's role. Pick a role for your character. A, an archaeologist. B, a barbarian. C, a caveman, cavewoman. H, a healer. K, a knight. M, a monk. E, a priest, priestess. R, a rogue. R, a ranger. S, a samurai. T, a furry. S, T, V, a valkyrie. W, a wizard. Random. Q, quiz. N.
There's the roles. I'm going to hit R for rogue.
R, choosing race. Pick the race of your rogue. H, human. O, orc. Random. Q,
human
quiz.
Rogue.
N. H, choosing gender. Pick the gender of your N.
Male.
Question. D, plus. Exclaim. At Eldrex the footpad. ST 13. D.
Now, that is the start of the
space
game.
Unknown command
basically, I'm going to hit to the JAWS. The first thing I like to do when I start a game is see what's around me in the room. So I route my JAWS cursor to PC cursor. Now, that's something, a JAWS cursor, just for those who aren't using JAWS, is an independent cursor that you use to look around without actually moving your PC cursor around in an application. And it's very, very useful for NetHack. Whenever you route your JAWS cursor to the PC cursor, it will go straight to where your character is in the map, if the map is showing and there isn't other text showing.
JAWS to PC.
So I've just done that, JAWS to PC, and
period. At.
That's my character. I'm going to go, I usually find the top
D
left corner of a
dash,
room.
Dash.
You hear a few
dash
symbols
length.
There. Those are dashes.
Dash.
There we
D
are.
Length. Vertical bar.
Now, that's the vertical bar. That's the top left wall of the room. Side wall, and I usually look at strip by strip, so I'm going to look at the first row of this room, the very top row of spaces within this room.
Period, question, period, D, period, vertical bar.
And in that, a couple spaces over from, I went left to right, so you hear period, question. That question is a scroll, I know that because I've played so many times, but I'll show you how to find that stuff out. And then there's a D, and that D is probably my pet dog, because you usually start with a pet. It's either a dog or cat, and you can name it and train it to do things if you're a good player. And it will help you. It'll kill monsters for you and be your friend. And if you take good care of it, make sure it's fed, it'll grow into a bigger cat. Having said that, I'm going to go down
Fair vertical bar.
Now I've gone down one row, and I'm now on the right side of the second row down from the top. I'm going to go left across.
Period at. Period.
There's me, so I'm three over from the right side.
Period. It's name.
And on plus. The very left side, there's a plus. That's a door to the left, which we'll leave through after we're done in the room. There's also an exclamation mark, which is a potion in the game.
Left plus.
Now I'm going to go down.
Very vertical bar.
There we are. I'm down one below the door. And now I'm going to go right below my character, a row. I'm going to go left to right across that row.
Area, vertical bar.
And there's nothing in that row. I'm going to go down once more. Now I'm going to go right to left.
Area, vertical bar.
So both rows below my character are completely empty.
Area, vertical bar.
I'm going to go down. This is the fifth row of the room.
Area, blank.
And that has a gap in the right. Not all doors are plus signs. Sometimes they're just gaps that you can't close those doors. The plus signs that are doors, you can open and close. And that can be a good defensive strategy if you're pursued by monsters or something like that.
That's
the bottom row of the room. I went right to left over that. So there's no doors in the bottom. I would go up to the top.
Double check.
Yeah, there's no doors in the top either. So I don't have to worry about monsters coming in from the top or bottom as I do this. Now I'm going back to my cursor and I'm examining. There's a D up there. That's
CC.
I'm sure that's my dog because there's nothing else in the room. So I'm going to go capital C, and that's call.
C, for instructions type A.
And that says for instructions type A and A, so it's question mark. That's why right after that A. I'm not going to ask for constructions because I know what I'm doing. So I'm going to hit L. And I know the dog is one above me and one to the right, so I'm going to hit U to go up and right.
U.
Now I'll hit period to point at that.
Period. What do you want to call the little dog?
And what do you want to call the little dog? And I'll call it Rover.
R-O-V-E-R. Enter.
Now, what I just did there, of course, is use the movement commands that you use to move the characters. It's not... it'll make sense if you feel it on a typing keyboard. If you happen to be using a Braille keyboard for whatever reason, it's not going to make as much sense to you. To go around in the game, you use Y to go up and left, U to go up and right, J to go down, K to go up, B to go down and left, N to go down and right, and then H to go left, L to go right. And I just accidentally hit L, so I moved one square to the right, and you heard a less at there because I've uncovered the stairs that go up that I was standing on that are less than signs. And if you want to run in a direction, you capitalize that letter. So if I wanted to run up and left, I'd hit capital Y, and it would scoot up and left until it found something interesting. Now I'm going to look around, and that scroll is the next thing I'm interested in. It's up and... so up once, and two to the left. So up one and like three over, basically. I'm going to see what that scroll, make sure it is a scroll. I'll use the slash command. That's a very useful command if you don't know what something is.
Slash, specify unknown object by cursor in Q.
And specify unknown object by cursor. I'm going to say yes.
Y, please move the cursor to an unknown object. More, space, for instructions type A.
Whenever you hear more, you hit the space bar because it usually means there's more. So I'm going to go one up and left, so Y once.
Y.
And then I'm going to do H twice.
H.
And that should land me right on... the scroll. So I'm going to hit period to point at that scroll.
Period. Question. A scroll. More. Space. More info. In N.
And a scroll. Scroll. So that definitely is a scroll. It does that because sometimes if it's a D, it could be a dog or it could be a jackal. So it would say dog and then tame dog if that was... because some symbols, like I was saying, have more than one meaning. So this will tell you exactly what something is. And then if possible, it'll have more information on it. So if I hit yes...
Why? And I was gazing on the search's throne, with many a scalding tear and many a groan, when at my feet emitted an old man's hand, grasping this scroll and the same slender wand. I knelt with pain, reached out my hand, and grasped those treasures, touched the knuckles, they unclasped. I caught a finger, but the downward weight arose over me, it sank, then gan abate the storm, and through chill a gash gloom outburst the comfortable sun. I was athirst to search the book, and in the warming air, uttered its dripping leaves with eager care. Strange matters did it treat of, and threw on my soul page after page, till well nigh won into forgetfulness, when, stupefied, I read these words, and read again, and tried, my eyes against the heavens, and read again, Endymion, by J. Own Keats, more.
And that you'll find quotes like that all through on all manner of things in the game. It has these sort of blurbs of extra information that I think add a lot of charm to it.
Space, pick an object, question, D, plus, explain, enter, done.
I'm going to hit enter there and done, and now we're out of that menu. If you ever go into something and you want to get out of it, hit the escape key. That's the safest way. And also, if you need more help in the game, the help system is very easy to get to. It's question mark.
Question, select one item. A, long description of the game and commands. B, list of game commands. C, concise history of NetHack. D, info on the character in the game display. E, info on what the given key does. F, list of game options. G, longer explanation of game options. H, list of extended commands. I, the NetHack license. J, Windows-specific help and commands. N.
And that's the help menu.
Escape,
so
period.
It's not like a normal Windows program, and that's very important to keep in mind. It's basically this game is made for a whole bunch of different computers and platforms, and Windows is just one of them. So don't expect things to conform to Windows. Now, the NetHack thing comes when you get the package, version 3.43 currently. It comes with two executables. You want the NetHack .exe one, not the Windows. There's one with a W in it that isn't as good for Windows users. At least I haven't found it as accessible. So make sure you run the right NetHack .exe. Now we're going to I'm going to go left and get that scroll.
Y at period D H at period H. You see here a scroll labeled zigzags comma G. A scroll labeled zigzags period D.
Now I've got that scroll, and now I can go down and left.
B period D at period
and go over
H. You displaced rover. You see here a sky blue potion D comma H. A sky blue potion period D.
And I'm going to hit I for inventory.
I weapons. A. A zero short sword weapon in hand. B dash 11 zero daggers alternate weapon. But wielded armor. C. An uncursed one leather armor being worn. Scrolls. G. A scroll labeled zigzags. Potions. D. An uncursed potion of sickness. H. A sky blue potion. Tools. E. An uncursed lockpick. F. An uncursed sack. N.
Now, so I've got a sack. I've got a lockpick. A lot of stuff in there. Now, there's an uncursed suit of armor.
Eldrick, N. And F, E, 2, H, a sky, D, a potion, G, a scroll, scroll, C, an uncursed one leather armor being worn.
That uncursed one armor
and
being warm,
uncursed.
Being worn, sorry.
Plus one.
Now that's
plus,
a
plus one, blank.
Plus one suit of, and that plus is important because it says it's better than normal. It's slightly enchanted. Things can be minus as well, and that means it'll behave worse than usual. So if you have a minus two sort of suit of armor on, even if it's not cursed, you might want to take it off.
PC.
Because it might be drawing enemy attacks in on you, actually, instead of deflecting them. So that is important.
Escape plus
now, there's also, of course, the status lines. There, if you're going down
D.
to the bottom of the screen.
Eldritch, the footpad, ST13, DX16, CO15, and 13, YACH10, chaotic.
Now, that's a lot of D&D stuff. ST is strength, CO is constitution, DX is dexterity. You can read the guidebook. I'd recommend you do that because there's a lot of things in here that it's not your average game. It's a bit more complex, so definitely read the guidebook. It explains a lot.
DLVL blank.
And
scroll down symbol.
DLVL.
Scroll down XAC. P double H dot DF chaotic.
Is there more symbols in the bottom line here?
DLVL colon. DLVL colon 1.
Dungeon level is DLVL.
Dollar colon 0.
Dollar is your amount of gold, which you can buy things in shops, and is also worth points at the end of the game.
HP colon 12 left turn, 12 right turn.
That's another very important one. HP is your hit points, 12 out of 12. So you cannot go higher until you boost your hit points, and when you advance in levels of experience, that will be when you gain more hit points, more abilities. You can also get better with using weapons that you're carrying. I've got some daggers.
Easy.
I'm going to ready my daggers, put them in a quiver, and so I'll do that by capital Q.
Q, what do you want to ready? Bill, B-11, zero daggers in quiver.
There we are. Now I'm ready to just throw those daggers at whatever I want as I
H, that door is closed.
Through the game. Now that door is closed.
O, H, the door resists, period. O, H, the door resists, D, period.
O for open.
O, in what direction?
H,
the door opens, dash,
period. The direction, and now it just opens, so I'm going through
H, number.
The door to the left.
Door number.
And number signs are passages.
At.
They can also be kitchen sinks if they're within a room.
I'm going to examine that,
and it looks like I'm just going left and right,
D, number.
Tracking on my cursor, and one character to my left
number.
Is the passage.
At D.
To the right one is my dog. That's right behind me, Rover.
PC.
I'm going to run down that corridor to the left.
H. At D. Dash.
And I did that, and
George, blank, at,
it probably
D.
turned. Usually they
blank,
turn
blank,
in west.
D at blank, 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 D at, D at, period.
This
PC.
One looks like it just went straight left and stopped.
S number D.
I'm going to have a S is my search key, so I did 9S, 9 searches.
George, blank.
You can do that with steps, too. If you want to move 3 spaces up, you could do 9K, or 3K, rather, to move 3 spaces up, or
at, blank,
thereabouts.
At, blank, 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 D at,
I've
blank,
just
blank, 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 D, blank, number, PC.
Search here, not
S dash D.
So far, I haven't found
George, blank, at, number, blank, blank, vertical D, number, at, blank, 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 PC.
This looks like a complete dead end.
L, number, L, dash, L, period,
so
at, D, L, period, at, D, period,
George, here,
at, period, here, blank, blank. Well, period.
Look for that.
Well, period. Well, blank. Well, period. Well, blank. Well, period.
The door on the right that we found earlier.
Well, blank. D. Well, period. D. Well, blank. Well, period. There, blank. PC.
There it is.
And D. List. L.
A couple times, and I will.
George. There. At vertical bar. There. Period. Blank. PC.
There.
And period. L. Number. D. At dollar. Vertical bar. Period. Percent. Number. Dash. Plus. Dash. Start menu. New. Escape. Leaving menus. All tab. Net tag. Net tag.
George.
D. At.
A new door.
Period. Period. PC.
I'll go into here.
L. At D. Vertical bar. George. There. At. Period. That dash. Dollar. At. There. Dollar. Vertical bar. Dollar. At. Here, number, D, well, D, here, here, vertical bar, percent, here, here, percent, vertical bar.
And those are percent signs, that's food.
Here, 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 vertical,
there's
period.
A dollar sign is gold.
Here, here, vertical, that, plus, that, E.
And there's a plus well, in the bottom, so
George, here,
that's
period.
Another door
at,
I can leave from.
That, that, dash, dollar, dollar, vertical, PC, L, period, L, you see here, 7.76 gold pieces, D, period, J, at, D.
I grab the gold.
Here,
I'm
at, here, D, here, vertical, here, D, vertical, here,
PC. Maybe grab the
food. You stop, rover is in the way, period, D, B, period, at, period, H, you see, here, 2 food rations, comma, I, dash, 2 food rations.
Got the food rations. Your dog, if it's, sometimes there is dog food, there's tripe rations, which your dog or cat loves, and if you get them first, you can use them then to train your dog or to feed it when it needs feeding. If they get it first, they just eat it, which is still good, it still helps, but to actually be used to train the dog. I think you have to touch whatever you feed the dog so that it knows it's coming from you, and it's, you know, it starts to learn what sort of pleases you and what you'll reward. So that's that's how that works. Now the other really important command to know about this is the autopilot, and this is what really saves the game from being completely hopeless in some situations, because you can find staircases going down. In every level, there's at least one staircase going down deeper into the level. Now, when you find that staircase, you might still have a lot of the level to explore. And you there's no way of sort of getting coordinates like you could in DOS with this game. I used to play it all the time in DOS. You could get coordinates. The stairs are at row 4, column 20, and keep track of it that way. But in Windows, you can't really do that. So rather than that, you can use autopilot. It's shifted underscore. And you can then shifted dash is the underscore, rather. You can use that to go back to whatever you want to find again. So if I wanted to look for any doors, any plus signs or closed doors that I haven't gone through yet, I could use it for that. Once I find the stairs, which is a greater than sign, if you use it to find a greater than sign, it'll take you directly back to the down staircase. So if you get to a stage where there's nowhere else you can go on a level, you can use autopilot to get back to the stairs and go to the next level. So what we'll do now is we'll go through another door down here and just see what's in the next room.
J, J, D, period, at, period, Jaws, no piece, Jaws, well, at, period, dash, that, not, dash, PC, L, D, period, N, O, J, you see no door, O, N, the door opens, D, period, well, L, period, J, J, the solar rat lights, period, plus, D, F,
and
number, 812, PW.
I made the critical flaw of not looking at what was around me, and a sewer rat just snuck up on me and bit me.
Jaws, R,
I got the first bite,
PC.
I will swing at it with my short sword.
H, you missed the solar rat lights, period, vertical bar, period, 7.
Now it's just now that 7 is your hit points. That's the number that's changing. Everything else is pretty much the same. So it's knocked off. I had 12. Now I have 7. I've lost about 5 hit points.
H, you missed the solar rat. The solar rat bites 4.
Now I'm down to 4. I'm near death. This is getting kind of.
H, you hit the solar rat. The solar rat bites D. Period 3.
Now I'm down to 3. It doesn't always do the same amount of damage.
Period.
There's randomness to it.
Where's it blank? Jaws of R.
And
at R. PC.
Now I'm in a real desperate fix, so I'm going to use my daggers.
F, in what direction? H, you throw 2 daggers. The first dagger hits the solar rat more. Space, kill the solar rat. The second dagger hits it. You kill it, period. Right there and 4.
I've just killed 2
like
things.
Like blank, blank. PC.
And hopefully that other thing I killed was another sewer rat and not my pet. I couldn't see beyond the rat. And it simulates that. It simulates line of sight. So if you're walking into a room and you're just coming through the door, you won't see the whole room until you actually enter it. So there's little things like that that the game does. And if you come to a dark room, you'll only see the three spots, or the spots sort of adjacent to you. You won't see any farther than that. So you have to either use a scroll of light or a light source of some kind. There are lamps and torches and candles, different things like that you can find.
H, you see here a zero dagger, D, number, a comma, B, a zero dagger in quiver.
Comma is the pickup key, so I pick up my dagger.
H, you hear someone counting money, vertical bar, number at D.
And...
Sword number at, number, blank, number at, D, number, blank, PC.
Other dagger, it must be,
H, you see here a zero dagger, number at, comma, B, a zero dagger in quiver. Sword number at, number at, number, blank, PC.
I'll keep...
H, you hear some voices in the distance, X at, 5.
X, that is a grid bug.
H, you killed a grid bug, number.
Now, it didn't surprise me, so I got the first attack.
H, vertical bar, F, at. Sword, F, at, number, at, F, blank, F, PC. H, you killed a lichen, number. H, greater, number, at, number, slash, dash.
Okay, this one has some stuff in it here.
Blank, 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 at, number, blank, 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 PC. H, period, period, number, at, number, sword, number, at, blank, 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 number, at, number, period. Land, PC.
I've been looking up and down and around just to see which way the passage forks, because these passages will often do that. So you root to the Jaws cursor. That always takes you right to where you are, and then you can look up above where there's nothing, below where there's nothing, and then left where there's the entrance to this room. And in this rather full room, there I am. I'm in the top right corner. There's a door in the top right that's closed. In this row second down on the left side, I'll go over to the right. Okay, so left to right, that's the row. There's nothing there. Except the greater than is the stairs. So I'll go down. So I'm right below where the stairs are. I'll go left. There's a slash. That's the magic one. So I'm going to...
D, period, at, dollar, six.
Down and left.
Gold, here, at, dollar, vertical,
oh,
PC.
There's gold,
L, you see here, 11, comma, 11, gold, H, D, H, D, period, H, you see here, a long one, comma, J, a long one, D, period.
Got that gold, here, at, wand in the here, gold, here, and blank, blank. I'm sure D, blank, I heard period, a period, percent
here, plus, here,
just peeking around for it, but I haven't found it yet.
Period,
so, I'll just keep...
H, D, period, at, period.
Keep going.
H. D number period. Sword number at. Number blank. Number at period at. Number plus period at. Period period.
Now, PC. There's a rat coming into the room. I just barely heard that R, and you should always listen for extra letters that you're not expecting, because the letters are usually monsters. It's one row up and a bunch of squares over, so I can take advantage of that. I'm going to go up and right. That moves me back into the room that I was just about to leave, and I should be on the same row as the rat. Okay, the rat... I guess moved off that row.
Vertical, blank, period.
Look, oh, it's moved one down.
PC.
So I will try and
J, period, D, period, at,
align
period.
Myself number, here, at. Horizontally with the rat.
Period.
Yeah, I just did that now. So it's five.
Period.
Yeah, I'm at my character. Five over to the right.
PC.
I'm going to use my daggers, which I have in my quiver. The F key is the fire key for your quiver.
F, in what direction?
I will throw those daggers at the rat.
L, you killed a zero rat, period, D, right baron. L, period, L, D, period, L, period, L, D, period, period, L, you see here a zero dagger, D, comma, B, a zero dagger in quiver, period,
dagger.
D.
And now I can,
H, D, period, at,
run over
number
back
at,
to the
number
left,
blank,
and leave this room.
H, period, number, at, 8.
To explore more
at,
of this,
e at,
this level.
D, L, D, L, E, at, sword, at, E,
and
at, number, blank,
like
blank, number, blank, PC.
All the way down to the bottom,
S plus. Okay. You see no door there.
There's a plus sign, so
plus.
I did the 9S to search nine times and found a secret door. You have to do that a lot to look for those.
Oh, the door opens.
So remember that if you're in a level and it doesn't seem like there's any other passages to go, look for secret doors.
H vertical bar at dash doors here at.
I just walked into that room.
Period.
To the top.
Dash. Period.
There's the top row. There's actually a door right in the top right corner.
Period. Vertical bar. Vertical bar.
It's a small room.
Vertical bar.
I'm in a third row from the top.
Vertical bar.
Nothing else in the room.
H at K at K at K.
So I will just go through that.
Period. At period. PC.
Door.
U number at period. Period. A. Exclaim. Dollar. Period. Vertical.
And I've come to another room. Usually levels have like 9, 10-ish rooms.
Blank. Blank. Vertical. Blank. Blank.
Usually good idea to explore.
Blank. Blank. Blank.
Make sure you're not missing anything because things do get harder as you.
H, period, K, K, at, vertical bar.
as you progress. That room was up and left, so I went through a little door. Some doors you can go diagonally through, others you can't. All kinds of little details like that in the game. There's a dollar, that's gold. There's a gap to my right, that's another door. Another potion above me. And it looks like everything, so
you see here 30, 34 gold pieces, 121 HP. You see here a sky blue, a sky blue potion.
My lockpick, which if you heard the inventory, you remember I had.
E, in what direction? L, unlock it. N, Y, you succeed in picking the lock. D, period.
Rogues.
O, L, the door opens. Dash,
very
period. D, L, dash, at, number.
Jolt,
at,
just
number.
Through, and
PC.
I can run.
L, at. Jolt, number, at, vertical bar,
right,
period. PC.
It looks like a dead end, though. So I've probably explored most of this room, and I'm going to use the autopilot to get back to those stairs.
Underline. Where do you want to travel to for greater?
So I hit greater than.
Period. Number. At. Period. D. Period. 2.
Period is the enter key when you're doing these kinds of commands that you point at something.
Jolt. Here. At.
And some other times, though, you just point a direction. Like when I was throwing, I'd hit F to fire, and then just the direction you want to throw in.
Jolt. Here. At. Period.
That's how that works.
Here. Period. Here. Here. Period. D. Here. At. Period. At. Here. D. Here. At. Here. Period. PC.
Right back to the. I'll do a colon. That tells you what's. Where you're standing.
Colon. There is a staircase down here.
Staircase down here. It'll also tell you if you're standing on a fountain or other things.
Period. Period. D.
Hasn't quite
period.
Up, so I'm going to wait for
a period. D. Period. D. Period. D. At. PC.
There. Gave Rover a chance to go right. He's now diagonally adjacent to me, and I'll go down.
Greater. Vertical bar. D. Plus. At. Plus. L makes the footpad.
Next level. So now I'm at a whole new level, and it just begins again. Basically, that's how the game works. You basically can go. Around there's different things, different magic items you find. You can go to shops where you and in those you just basically pick up items and then you pay for them to the shopkeeper. Or if you're feeling nasty, you can attack the shopkeeper, but there are penalties for that. The Keystone Cops will come after you, and if you're playing a good character, a lawful character, that means you're not really supposed to do thieving things, and you'll get punished in other ways for that. So in this game, I kind of like that as well. Moral actions have consequences, and you really do have to pay attention to your alignment, which determines how favored you are with your god that you're trying to serve in the game, getting this amulet out of the dungeon for him or her, or it. And now, it should be noted, the developer team went to great lengths to avoid offending any current religion. So all the gods and goddesses and things in the game aren't ones that are currently worshipped by anyone, as far as they know. They, for instance, you couldn't have the Christian god or anything like that in the game because, how can you really simulate a god, right? So they realized that, and it's basically, in terms of that, that's the only sort of grounds there where people should be aware that there are sort of aspects of the game that, for younger players or whatever, that they might find objectionable. It does teach a lot. It's a great way to learn how to use your access technology, how to use your JAWS cursor, very effective at teaching that if you're a JAWS user. Probably excellent for Braille display, learning how to really focus in on key areas that you're interested in and navigate quickly around the screen. Messages are always displayed at the top, so the top three lines or so, three or four lines, you'll find the messages there. But if you have it set to echo all, then messages should always be read out to you pretty much. And if you come to it, if it can't all fit on the screen, it'll say more, you hit the space bar and you get whatever's left over. So that's essentially NetHack in a nutshell. A lot to discover in the game. I should also warn you that I haven't gotten very far. I don't play this to win. It's huge. It would probably take months of constant play to actually win a game of NetHack. And there are certain levels later on. The Gnomish Mines are the first example. It's harder to navigate. It's not sort of rooms and passages. Those elements might be difficult as well. So having said all that, I hope that you'll take a look at at NetHack. The current version is 3.4.3. You can get NetHack at www.nethack.org, NETHACK.org. And if you have any questions or comments, you can email me. I'm at mfair, so M as in Mike, fair, F-E-I-R, F as in Frank, at kojico.ca. And Kojico is C-O-G-E-C-O.